This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. I talked with Tracy, Liv, and Coco recently, one evening along the down east coast, to talk about their work with seabirds along the coast of Maine.
I'm Tracy Faber, and I've been the Matinicus Rock Supervisor for the Seabird Institute / Project Puffin for 4 years, and I've been on the island for 6.
I'm Liv Ridley. I'm a seabird research assistant, mostly recently on Seal Island, but I did 2 years before that on Eastern Egg Rock Island as well.
I'm Coco Faber. I have been the Seal Island supervisor for the past 4 years. I've been there for 5. I've worked on 5 out of the 7 islands for the past 9 years. There's a book that I actually never read the whole book, but it's has the concept of islomanes in it. So there's like a certain type of person who just becomes obsessed with islands and living on islands. Mm-hmm. And I think there are definitely a fair number of us who work on these seabird islands who I think could be very easily described that way. For me, I think all the islands off the coast of Maine that have these seabird colonies are objectively very small. And I found that even when I was on like the smallest island I worked on was about 5 acres, and I never had a single day where I felt limited by being in that amount of space. And I think having this like contained space that you live on, you get to know it in a way that you just don't know almost any other landscape in your life.
Not only the land, but when you're on these islands, you're living like your cohabitants are maybe a couple of people, but also thousands of birds. And the colony is right there. So you really are immersed in your work in a way that allows you to connect so deeply with it. And that can be really exciting.
Yeah, we get to see everything that our birds do. And I think for some people it would be a lot, but for us, there's like nothing better than waking up and hearing terns and hearing leeches, storm petrels at night. And I think we all really feel like these are the places where we are also the most ourselves and where we found the type of community that I think a lot of people in our generation are really searching for. Like, you are kind of trapped there, but I think for a lot of us, we feel so free.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I feel more trapped when I'm on the mainland.
Yeah.
Leaving the island is so hard. Yeah. Like every time. It's like I feel like as soon as I get off it, I start this, okay, only 8 more months so I can get back on again.
Yeah. I think too, like after spending so many years and different seasons in this place, like every year actually gets a little bit more interesting, and you know these individual birds who are going to come back, and you want to see them again and know that they made it through the winter and see how they're gonna do that summer.
I didn't know that this entire world of work existed until after college. And I maybe would have made different decisions in college, but like I graduated with a degree in English and art. And then I kind of figured out that that wasn't what I wanted to like. It was what I was interested in doing with my mind for a bunch of the time, but it was not what I was interested in doing in the world.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.